Five San Francisco supervisors are putting forward a resolution to temporarily shelter homeless people in vacant hotel rooms around the city. They say the city put out a request to hotels for available rooms to rent and got offers of 8,500 rooms. The available rooms would be used for both first responders who need to self-quarantine as well as people experiencing homelessness. Supervisor Matt Haney says that any other solution would be contrary to public health.
The common sense solution here is to work with our hotels, and we have a lot of opportunity to do that, and to work with our hotels to bring in people who are currently unsheltered and homeless and make sure they have individual rooms. Anything else that we do, we know would be contrary to public health. It's contrary to public health and the safety of everyone to leave people on our streets. It's contrary to public health and everybody's safety to bring people into shelters where we know that the virus can be passed quickly.
Supervisors will introduce the proposal on Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors meeting. Supervisors drafted the resolution in reaction to the city's previous plan to shelter the homeless during the outbreak. Supervisor Dean Preston says he and other supervisors disagree with the previous policy.
We were, I think, collectively, our offices and the supervisor on this call were pretty alarmed by the conversation that occurred at the Board of Supervisors meeting last Tuesday, in which it became very clear that despite the fact that the city could easily rent or otherwise acquire thousands and thousands of hotel rooms across the city that are sitting vacant, that the plan for folks who are homeless was simply to expand the congregate living situations, acquire new places for new shelters as a solution. That, as was clear from the health officer, is not a solution.
The current city policy includes a plan to shelter homeless people who need to be quarantined because they have tested positive for the virus or have had contact with someone who did. It also calls for sheltering people over 65 and with underlying health conditions. But Supervisor Hillary Ronan says the new proposal aims to expand this criteria.
We are continuing to negotiate, push, argue, all of the above with the Department of Public Health about a group of people that we feel should also be given access to these hotel rooms. Those are for people that are experiencing homelessness, but are younger than 60 and don't have underlying health conditions. We believe that just like you and I, they should have an opportunity to keep themselves safe by sheltering in place and keep all of us safe by staying away from everyone on the streets and sheltering in place.
Ronan says that if they don't reach an agreement with the Department of Public Health to include the entire homeless population in the shelter plan, the supervisors are prepared to introduce emergency legislation to make it a requirement. Supervisor Matt Haney says the goal is to start moving people into the hotel rooms this week. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Luana Muniz.